Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we take a trip to the most soulful suburb in southwestern Ohio.
Mason?
No.
Montgomery?
No.
Blue Ash?
No.
Third base.
Okay, before we get into the calls on this episode, we would be remiss if we did not give a huge shout out to intern Matt.
Oh, yes, intern Matt.
Matt Windler. He organized all this stuff for us.
Yep, it's absolutely.
It's huge. So all these hundreds of calls that we get.
Files and attachments.
He puts it all, he listens to them and he logs it and he gives it, you know, there's some kind of decimal point system, I think, or coding.
Weighted,
all kinds of stuff. Yes,
through a statistical model.
There's a There's an algorithm involved. I think. I don't know how it all works. All I know is he puts together these roundups, and it saves us a huge amount of time.
He's like Nate Silver at 538, just running the models.
That's how it works. Something like that. Because he's a really smart scientific guy, as we've discussed before. And so, anyway, shout out to Matt Windler. Everyone, you know, raise a glass.
Yeah, exactly.
For Matt.
Yep. Toast him in 2020.
That's right. So the show is called Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we are featuring calls from listeners who tell us about their favorite music of 2019.
Yep.
They will get a free mixtape with some of our favorites. This is the last day that you can still call in.
This is it.
And make this. Mm-hmm. So call in today, 612-440-1984.
And believe me, Matt will not let you slide under the wire. So you got to make sure you get it in by midnight.
That's right.
January 10th.
Tell us about your favorite song or album of 2019 and a little bit about it, too. Like why you think it was so great.
That's
what we want. Because we want to do less talking. We want to do just more listening.
Yeah. You can't just call up and say Charlie XXX or whatever that is.
XCX.
XICX. Yeah.
No, don't do that. Okay. We're going to do two calls today.
Okay.
And let's kick it off here.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, it's Kurt Gallagher getting in touch to file in my favorite album of the year. My favorite album of the year is Black Pumas by Black Pumas. Found out about this album in a very boring, pedestrian way. I saw an advertisement on social media. And usually I don't always click on those ads, but I guess I had some time that day and I clicked on the, I just went to Spotify to check them out. And I liked what I heard almost right away. Amazing singer, that was the first thing I noticed. Then I realized there was some gritty guitar stuff happening that I also liked a lot. And then I noticed some nice melodic bass playing and some really snappy drumming. So, I just started listening more and more and listened a few times on road trips with my wife, and it was like the perfect road trip music. And just during the months of May, June, July, that's just about all I listened to when I was in the car, if I wasn't doing a podcast or something. So I was sitting around my computer one night. I live in the suburbs of New York City in Suffern, New York, and I was at the computer and I was thinking, you know, most bands make their way through New York eventually, so I was wondering when those guys are going to be in town, and I clicked on a link on their website and realized they were going to be playing at a bar about 10 miles from my house, about 10 days from the time that I clicked on the link. So I immediately grabbed two tickets for that on a Sunday night. We went to this little bar in front of the Cap Theater in Westchester County, just north of New York City, which is like 10 miles from my house. And there's a bar, but there's a theater, but there's a bar. Black Pumas were playing in the bar. There was about 75 people there. It was freaking awesome. We were right up front by the stage, made a lot of eye contact with the band. The singer was jumping out in the audience, dancing with people, giving high fives, commenting on our clothes and stuff. It was so much fun. And my wife, who's not a huge music person, she just tolerates my music choices usually. She had a really great time, and I think she really bonded with that band that night. She knew the songs from just hearing them in the car, but she couldn't name the band or any of the songs until I took her to this show. And she just fell in love with the band that night and, you know, talked to the background singers in line for the women's room and just had a really nice time, took some pictures after the show, got some swag. And then they were actually doing some high-profile stuff on that trip through New York, but I think they had a night off, and they just decided to fill it in with playing in a bar, which was great for us. Then they came back through town about 2 months later, and they played at Brooklyn Bowl, which holds about 600 people, and we went to see them at Brooklyn Bowl, and the place was packed. And we liked the opening act. We were about in the middle of the crowd for the opening act. As soon as the opening act hit their last note of music and said goodnight, my wife made a beeline for the front of the stage. I mean, I've been married to her for 30 years. She's never done anything like that before. She went right to the front, and we wiggled our way into the front, and we saw their show at Brooklyn Bowl from basically the second or third row, right in the middle, and that was just fan-freaking-tastic. So I've had a really good experience with the Black Pumas this year. Love the record, love their live act, and I'm going to be watching them in the future. And I know they're making some dollars because I've been hearing their songs on a couple high-profile, I think, insurance commercials or drug commercials or something. Back in the day, I might have said, ugh. But now, you know, I'm just happy that they can pay their bills and maybe buy a house someday. So good on them, and good on you guys for keeping us busy this year with lots of great music. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's a great way to start the day every day, and that's when I listen. I listen every day. Keep up the good work, Jim and Patrick. Thanks, guys.
I woke up to the morning sky first. Baby blue, just like we rehearsed. When I get up off this ground, I shake leaves back down to the brown, 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 till I'm clean. I'm headed to town, 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 in style. With all my favorite colors,
yes, sir.
All my favorite colors,
right.
My sisters and my brothers, see them like no other. All my favorite colors. It's a good day.
All right, that song is Colors by Black Pumas.
Nice, very nice. I enjoyed it. Not familiar with their work, but it looks like that's their first album.
Yes.
Which is really interesting, too. Great to hear from Kurt. Suffering New York, Jim. It's a town and a lifestyle.
That's what he says. Yes.
That's beautiful. Isn't it great when you have a story or a connection like that with a group when you see them in a small place or something like that, or you get to see it, meet them or something like that? I hope that.
It's just
so
the
cool.
best, isn't
and it?
It
really is.
That's
special.
Why I'm such an advocate for going to see shows in clubs. I think that's the way to go.
Totally.
As I've gotten older, I've gone the opposite direction of most of my peers. You know, people, as they get older, they pretty much only want to go to like arena shows and stuff like that. Maybe they don't feel comfortable going into clubs anymore, or just the bands that they liked, you know, are at that level.
Yep.
Right. But I find that to be less and less enjoyable as I get older.
Yeah.
You know, the crowds, the cost, how far away you are from it, how sort of overproduced everything is. Right.
Totally. I mean, agree with you.
You know, I'll have a couple of exceptions, but for the most part, go to a club, man.
Yeah, totally.
Get up close, personal with the band, and you see it. And probably, in many cases, they might be sort of younger, and they're still kind of working things out, and it feels more raw and exciting, and they're into it, right? Because they're building an audience.
Totally.
And I think that's the way to go.
Yeah, man. You make a connection like this, and then you got that band forever.
That's
and
right.
You can say, hey, I saw them back when they got started. It's really cool.
That's great.
And I do hope the swag that they got was shoes. I mean, if you're going to be the Black Pumas, come on, man.
Absolutely.
You got to have that merch deal right in there at the beginning.
Absolutely. Very cool. All right, let's get to a next call. Thank you, Kurt.
What's up, Jim and Patrick? It's Mackenzie Crenshaw, here to tell you my favorite album of 2019. It's coming from Coal Mine Records, which is based out of Loveland, Ohio, of all places, but it's an independent soul and funk label that I love a lot. They really killed it this year. If you're not familiar with them, check them out. GA20, the Harlem Gospel Travelers, Duran Jones, and The Indication. They had some really good releases this year. But my favorite had to be Kelly Finnegan's The Tales People Tell, which is his first solo album. He's actually the lead singer of the Monophonics, which a lot of people are familiar with. They're a pretty popular soul band. But this album, so good, top to bottom. Not super long, it's about 35 minutes, but it's super dense, and when you're done listening to it, you feel very, very satisfied. It has a really nice combination of lots of different types of subgenres of soul music, and really harkens, I think, to the kind of prime, which in my opinion is like 65 to 75, that era. He has a really wide vocal range that works with a lot of different types of music. He can get really high into the falsetto, but then also kind of like bust it out like Otis Redding style. Some really nice songs off the album are Smoking and Drinking, Catch Me, I'm Falling, Can't Let Him Down. But my favorite habit has been I Don't Want to Wait, which is also the first single off the album as well as being the first song. And when this came out, I think it was towards the end of February, maybe early March, the only word I can think of is infatuated, and I listened to it constantly. Come to find out, with Spotify Wrapped being done this week, that it was my top-rated song on Spotify this year, which makes a lot of sense. But it's also my favorite off the album, kind of lets you know what you're getting yourself into, and it's just a really, I think, good representation of his ability to combine a bunch of soul songs into this new type of soul revival sound that's coming out. So yeah, that's my pick for 2019, The Tales People Tell by Kelly Finnegan. Hope you guys have a happy holiday season. Hope to hear from you soon. Bye.
Okay, that gets my highest honor, yeah. Which is the hard eyes emoji. That gets the hard eyes emoji.
Totally agree with that. Me. That sounded beautiful.
I love it.
Yeah, really, really good.
That's Kelly Finnegan, mm-hmm. And that was the song I Don't Want to Wait, which is the lead off track from The Tales People Tell, as Mackenzie mentioned. Thank mm-hmm. you very much, Mackenzie, for the call and turning us on to this. She always has some great selections.
She's got some good taste.
Yeah.
She really does. And I will point out to folks who are not familiar, like myself, with Coal Mine Records. It's actually C-O-L-E-M-I-N-E, one word. So it's not like a coal mine. It's actually coal, like person's name, mine. So one word, check that out.
Not like working in a coal mine.
Not working
going down,
in a coal yeah. mine. And interestingly enough, I don't know if you knew this, Jim, but Black Pumas had a single on the Coal Mine label.
Well,
so that was a really good segue
in
there, dude.
I saw that on their... It's on their online store. Mm-hmm. They're signed to ATO Records. So I don't know
what like the one-off deal or something.
Some connection here. But anyway, I don't know. But I will say this. I only became familiar with Coal Mine Records, I think, just this past year.
Okay.
Although, from what I'm reading here, they've been around since 2007, I want to say. So they seem kind of like a Daptone kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know,
that's cool.
A modern indie label that's yep. doing, you know, this kind of, you know, classic soul sounding music. And I've been meaning to check out more of their stuff, and I see now on their online store they have a lot of 45s, so I'm excited about
Very
that.
Very tempting.
I can definitely fill a whole column in the jukebox here with some Coal Mine Records, right. And they would sound really good, I think, on the jukebox. But what I want to say is, The record label is in the Cincinnati suburb of Loveland, Ohio, is what Mackenzie said.
Okay.
And that, to me, would be like if someone started a soul music label in like Reston, Virginia. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Just kind of a nondescript.
I've been to Loveland, Ohio. I have an uncle who lives in Loveland, Ohio.
Wow.
So I have spent a good amount of time in Loveland, Ohio. It is just a upscale suburb of Cincinnati, you know, and nothing really to see other than, you know, houses, good sized houses, let's just say.
Yeah.
Not quite, I don't know, not quite like the mini mansion thing. That might be a little, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's a well off area, north of the city. It would be one of the last places I would ever think that somebody would have an indie soul label. Yeah.
That's amazing. And, you know, obviously Cincinnati has such great deep soul music history with King Records and all that stuff. So it's cool that they're kind of out in that area. That's pretty awesome, man. And, hey, with the internets, you can be anywhere these days, even Loveland, Ohio. And looks like Kelly had a Christmas single, too, called Heartbreak for Christmas that we missed this, holiday season, but we'll have to catch up with it next year.
Yes. Yeah, that looks cool too. So I'm gonna listen to that. Give that a spin.
Heartbreak for Christmas.
It looks like that 45 is sold out. Did you say that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry,
limited edition green vinyl.
I was looking up something else. Yeah. Okay. Very cool. Thanks again. Wonderful selections today.
A great example. This whole week's a great example of stuff that you may not have caught up with or knew anything about during last year, but now you got a chance to get on it. And to me, it's just great curation. And thank you guys so much for doing that, and we hope you enjoy the mixtape. In return, we hope that we can return the favor by putting something on there you may not have heard.
I hope so. You're right.
Me too.
All right. Thanks again for the calls. Today, again, is the last day to get the calls in. Mm-hmm. If you want to get in on that, the number is
612-440-1984.
So do that call. Intern Matt is waiting. He's ready.
Right.
He's going to
poise.
He's going to pounce on that and get that in the mix here. All right. We'll be doing more of these episodes throughout January,
mm-hmm.
and I think when you take it collectively, it's kind of, what am I saying?
It's a drop in the bucket in the Rock in the Suburbs universe, but it's still a great pack of recommendations.
It's like a box set almost, right?
Right?
It's like a collection.
I knew where you're going with
that. Yes, mm-hmm. That's what I was trying to say.
I totally feel you. Yep, it's like 18 CDs.
That's exactly it. Okay. Let's get out of here. Let's get to next week.
Okay.
It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys next week. Change things if you can, or else move on with that other man. What's the use in crying out? We're all for a bigger plan. And I tell myself, I say, sorry, I'm lost in Coal Mine Records online shopping
really
now.
Cool,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. I think there may be something coming my way
in the future.
Yeah, pretty soon here.